Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is actually Fred.
Hello. I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Today we are being joined by Dan from JadedPunk.com. It's basically like Metal Sucks, but for skinny people. Or Metal Injection for non-virgins. Here's the show.
Now come on, Chuck Landington. I'm sure plenty of people who listen to the Metal Injection livecast have gotten laid.
Other than the hosts?
Yeah, probably. Probably one or two.
Well, we know What's-Her-Face Carol.
No.
She has a daughter.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah.
Claims she has a daughter.
She's
besides
a repugnant that. Person.
We haven't heard from Carol in a long time.
That's for the best.
And she died?
No. She's going to live forever.
Probably.
Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast. We have a special guest sitting in with us today, Dan from JadedPunk.com. Dan,
hello.
Thank you for coming down to the lovely Metal Injection studios.
Any excuse to get out of my 95-degree apartment, I'll take it. Yeah.
Oh, excellent, yes.
No AC?
I didn't install it yet. I wait till the very end, you know.
Yeah,
August 31st. That's when I install it.
Hey.
And Jake is sitting in. Hello, Jake. How are you?
I'm good. Applause too. There
you go. Oh, all right. Everyone gets applause.
Thank you.
It's been a hot couple of days today.
Today's,
yeah.
It's
been a hot couple of days today.
Yeah, just today. What? I don't know.
That's how hot it is.
Yeah.
2 days were
yeah.
Hot.
I feel like I'm becoming an old man with the heat. Like I just need a hat and sunglasses on, or I get like a headache, and I'm just like, it's too bright.
What kind of hat do you wear during the summertime?
Big
like Kentucky Derby
hat?
I feel like I should get a Gilligan hat, but I only have a black on black like Mets hat, just a regular cap.
Doesn't that just make it hotter for you?
Yeah,
the black
absorbing
hat?
The sun.
Yeah.
Do you have a pair of blockers?
It's metal. Of what?
Blockers.
What are those?
They're like old people sunglasses that wrap around your eyes.
Oh, like
Yoko Ono.
Oh, maybe I was saying how I need to upgrade my shades. Maybe I'll just go to the geriatric eyewear. place and get those.
Yes, the geriatrics eyewear place.
Of Williamsburg, yeah.
Giving them a plug.
Yeah. Straight on Bedford.
Our sponsor today.
Back to the Grand Prospect Hall.
That's where people get their shades, no? I don't know. All right. Well, the number here is 646-929-1357. And
we have a live read, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, let's hear it.
The Metal Injection Laughcast is brought to you by the Geriatric Eyewear. For all your summer eyewear needs, Rob.
Can I say that I know you're joking, but for my geriatric summer eyewear needs, that's where I do go.
Listen,
so.
They're a great place.
They know their audience.
Thank you, my friend, and also Straight Matzah.
Darren, don't make me laugh.
I'm sorry.
Too late. I'm laughing.
What is that?
Every week there's a new Darren drop, I find.
What's that
family
song?
Tool show is a gold mine.
there's a guy Darren on
yeah,
that show?
Every week. I listen to drops from that show, and there's another awesome Darren drop to use. The
Darren!
Only. Yeah, well, that's from a different show.
Darren?
That's from a movie, I think.
No, that's Vampire Diaries.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I thought it was Wicker Man.
Oh, Darren, don't make me laugh. Oh, too late, I'm laughing. Ha 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 ha.
It's the only use for that show. Darren drops. Otherwise, it'll be canceled.
I thought it was people you were just like meeting on the street
and asking them to say
work.
Things about Darren.
Yeah.
You should do that too.
All right. Can't hurt.
Stop it, Darren.
I'm just going to go through all of
them. Enough. Okay. At least use it when it's appropriate.
Oh, Dan, you also have a show that you want to promote, right? A live
sure.
event, a spectacle that you're
yeah,
promoting.
Well, other times when I leave my apartment, maybe I'll go to a show once in a while, and we're putting one on on June 30th at St. Vitus in Brooklyn, which is my favorite bar in New York.
It's a great venue.
Yeah.
As well.
And we're gonna have that guy Chris Gethard, who I believe just got engaged today. Congratulations,
Chris.
To whom?
to a lady. He has a Bet Public Access show.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's awesome. He's going to open, and then my friends the Blank Postcards are playing, and Mike Yurig is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a surprise for everybody, and that's going to be fun. And then,
what's the surprise?
Well, I can't tell you yet, but it's going to be thrash related. It's
will you tell
be
us
great.
Off the air?
Hell yeah!
Okay, cool.
And then Plow United is going to close. It's going to be fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should come.
I don't know.
Or don't. I don't care. I really don't.
It's next Sunday, right?
That's Rob's Bridge.
Oh man,
right?
It is.
How far is St. Vitus?
Rob has bingo that night.
It's so far.
I can almost.
You can almost see it from here.
Will Rob be allowed to wear his hat at the venue?
Yeah, hats and doors.
And your wraparound eyeglasses.
Man, if you wore those in Vitus, you would just be blind. Because
yeah.
It's like black in there.
It's already so dark. Yeah.
Yeah, so try them if you'd like.
I'm going to show up with a walker.
A Segway? Can you ride a Segway in there?
How
tall would you be if you were on a Segway? Like
way too tall. I feel
8'7" with a hat.
Does it give you 2 feet? Oh, with a hat, I guess. Yeah. Maybe with a hat.
And just you'd have that extra pep in your step because you wouldn't have to walk anywhere.
Well, Rob was already lift. He was counting 2 feet of hair.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, no, my hair is fine now, guys.
Still,
come on,
still
come on, guys. Show some respect to the hat.
I'm not saying it's fine. Looks bad. I'm just saying it's very big.
Hold on. Let me
it's
fix
humid
it.
Out is what it is.
Yeah, it's very humid. Night. It's hard to maintain a hairstyle in this weather.
No Tresemme today?
Well, I use it daily, of course. I got a condition every day, Darren.
Do you guys just drop brand names every
day?
We don't
pay
for this?
We're looking for more live. No, we don't get paid for it. We should.
We're working on a reel that we're going to send Tresemme of all the missions, hoping that it
will. Tell him you want to rival Tim Armstrong in the Garnier Fructis market.
Because
that song has been playing on that Garnier Fructis commercial.
Wait, what? I don't.
You know the transplant song that's like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah,
the one transplant one that people know has been on a Garnier Fructis commercial for the last, like, 20 years, I feel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you could take them down and say, like, Tresemme, like, we're gunning for Tim Armstrong.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. Yeah, trust me, you really need to go after that punk rock
which
market.
I don't understand, because everybody in the transplants has not only no hair, but head tattoos. So
right.
It's like the shampoo of head tattoos choice.
Yeah, well, isn't shampoo for your scalp, though?
I reckon really? You could. I don't
way,
know. Yeah.
Way to ruin the joke with technicality.
Okay.
Yes, all people do use shampoo. Source.
Oh. What kind of shampoo do you use, Darren?
Whatever's on sale.
No, come on. You
I'm
have a
Jewish.
Brand.
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, what's what are brands on sale? What's the brand in your apartment now?
Prel.
No, actually, I really can't tell you. I don't know.
Suave? Because it comes with the bar of soap.
I think it is Suave.
Nice!
It didn't come with soap.
Oh.
I think it is Suave, I'm pretty sure.
Job,
once you
man.
Said that, it rang. I set off a bell.
It
I really don't care.
Yeah, of course Darren would have Suave shampoo.
Do you just get the shampoo and conditioner or just the shampoo?
I don't need conditioner.
That's true.
Hair.
All right.
I have a bald head. You use conditioner, Sid?
No.
You have hair on the side sometimes.
What about for your beard?
You
don't condition your beard?
No.
I condition my beard when I
do
have
you
a
really?
Beard more. Yeah. Because that's the only, cause it just grows out.
Yeah.
And in the winter, I just let it grow. And that's all I did. It was just conditioner.
I like my beard crusty and crispy because it's like a protective shell.
Yeah, right.
Your face is like a piece of Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah.
That
metal
crust
wire.
On the end of it.
Somebody punches me in the jaw, it would hurt them.
It's like breading.
Yeah.
I think you really have to get really close up to Sid to really see how far up his hairline goes. Like, it goes deep onto
like one
his cheek.
I'm almost a Mexican wolf boy.
Yeah. I think your eyebrows just attached to your beard.
It's like chicken wire. Yeah. It's like the outside fence at Auschwitz.
There is a once-a-week cheek shave that I go through. Just so I don't look like a homeless
that
person.
Because mine stops too short, and I always go up a little bit higher.
But then that's less effort.
I'll go the extra effort.
Yeah, see, I'll swap
it. It's better to have more and pare it down.
I suppose.
The grass is always greener.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it seems like, Sid has the life.
You know what else I'd like? I'm looking around, and it looks like a bunch of good. Yeah, I look like the West. I would like to grow this, the spot under my lip.
Oh,
I have,
thing,
like, the little.
Oh,
the little soul patch.
I have the same issue.
But I'd like it to. You know, that guy Chuck Reagan from Hot Water Music?
Yes.
Noted as, like, the gnarliest. Manly man of punk. He's got like just it like practically goes in his lip.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, I'm like, God damn, that's an enviable beard.
He could be.
He looks like Mike.
You know what? It looks like when you grow it out, you just hide your whole mouth. Like it looks like you have no expression. I realize I'm covering my hands in front of the microphone. That's probably not good.
Yes,
but
we have great microphones. Top of the line. They pick everything up.
We're we're a professional.
What's
podcast.
Do you guys get this at the geriatric microphone store?
Yeah.
What is
right next to the geriatric eyeglass store.
Oh, in the geriatric district. Sure.
that's where I live, actually. Brooklyn, old Jewel.
Midwood.
But yeah, I have that thing. I have that soul patch. I hate it. I shave it off whenever it gets because it. I feel like it just looks like dirt. It looks like a schmutz there. Like it doesn't look right. I don't know.
Jake he has that look.
Yeah, no, his is pretty good.
And
yeah,
Jake has like so much
you
hair
have to, like,
here.
You have to like kind of carve around that.
Oh yeah, I need like a chisel.
So that's a deliberate
a
choice
torch.
For you to have that soul patch, though.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's so the hair is so dense that I stopped shaving it because it's such a nuisance.
What nationality are you?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the land of every land.
I really want Jake to just like grow all the hair on his face out, and then it'll just be like half of it just hair. Because I feel like it'll cover your mouth.
It will.
Just, like,
she wants to see what
she does.
Yeah.
I'm getting a double meaning here.
You guys do that thing, right, where after you grow a beard out and you're like, oh, I'm going to shave, you, like, do the thing where you're like, I wonder what it would look like if I had mutton chops and a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, I do the Hitler. I always do the Hitler mustache.
Right.
My mutton chops
you do it while you're
right,
shaving? Like while you're getting rid of your
no,
beard?
I do. I shave off each end first, so I'm left with that. And then I look at it for about
you don't understand.
10 seconds.
No, you don't understand.
I feel so left out.
You could do that pubically.
Yeah. You never did the Hitler over there?
Yeah, come on. Well, she's Israeli. I don't know if it's...
Well, I'm Jewish,
there might
too.
Be some kind of fence that goes up.
Listen, Israelis were
wall.
Not...
Not a fence.
Oh, boy.
The shaving wall. Part of it.
An electric wall.
Oh. Should head down to the... U.S.-Mexico border, they could use your crotch down there.
Mr. Gorbachev,
I don't need to
shape
get into,
down
like,
the
wall.
It's a good one. So what do you guys talk about on this podcast? I've listened to it a couple of times.
This is basically it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Bodily functions and
Dave Mustaine.
Quite a lot.
Dave Mustaine's out of the news this week.
No.
What?
The guy from Men's Warehouse got fired after.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Fuck that place, by the way. I hate that fucking.
Do you have a negative Men's Warehouse
story?
Yeah,
I do because this being the summer of like the month of like wedding hell, I've had to go to two weddings and three bachelor parties or something like that, and I had to go to Men's Warehouse. And I had to get this suit. This is my cousin's wedding. And he was like, oh, for $20 more, we could just buy it. So I made everybody buy the suit, which I have no money, so I'd rather just rent it anyway. But it was like it was what's called a Cape Cod tuxedo. So it's like khaki pants, blue blazer, and a white shirt and brown shoes. It's like the last thing I would ever wear. Yeah. And now I'm stuck with this fucking thing. If anybody's listening that has a 34 waist and I think a 42 regular jacket and you would like to buy... A really like it looks like a Young Republican type. And that's what I hated about it. Like everybody in my family knows that.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to sneak in a live read here?
Just bring it to St. Vitus next week.
Yeah, I will be selling a suit for way cheap. You can look like Mitt Romney's nephew if you just buy this.
Somebody
thing.
Will buy it as a goof.
Yeah. If you want to get into dressage or yacht ownership, you should buy the suit that I have. It's great.
That's one of our sponsors, the Geriatric Vintage Clothing Store. Right? Take that in.
But yeah, Men's Warehouse sucked because it was supposed to be 50% off, and they didn't like find it, and I had to pay $450 for it. And then I had to call them back, and they like refunded me. So yeah, I'm glad they fired that guy. He's better off. And by the way, that guy, can we just agree that he definitely has like little kids in his
family? Oh, yeah. He's weird.
Yeah.
He definitely has worth of
But anyways, I did not like the way I looked.
No? Oh.
Fuck that guy.
That's a Men's Warehouse anti-live read.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Dave Mustaine wins.
There is a... Dave Mustaine did tweet about asking fans what Metallica song him and Jason Newsted should cover on Gigantor.
Everything with Metallica.
Just to backtrack, Jason Newsted is playing on Megadeth's Festival Gigantor,
right?
And he suggested to Dave Mustaine that they should play a Metallica song that
with
Mustaine
his band
wrote.
Newsted.
It should be a song from after either of them was in the band, though.
It should be
new Metallica song.
Yeah,
it should be from like Saint Anger.
Yeah, Carpe Diem like Baby. He should play.
Yeah, like an audition tape.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's just why I know why they're doing it, just to get publicity for the tour.
But I mean,
desperation.
I don't know. Would you really go and, like, let's say you didn't run a metal site. Would you really go and just listen to go to that tour just because they played a fucking
album? At most, I'd look up the YouTube video for, like, 10 seconds.
It's like, hey, remember these two guys that had almost nothing to do with the band you love?
Yeah.
Come listen to them play some songs that they might have been on, maybe, but didn't write.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a song that Mustaine wrote, but Neustadt didn't write.
Two guys who never appeared on a Metallica album, technically. Yeah. You could never hear one of
burn,
them.
Burn, Jason Neustadt. Yeah. Burn.
Actually, I like Jason Neustadt, but I mean, right, you know, I don't know. Associating with Dave Mustaine lowers him in my estimation.
Do you think he's just being nice because he's on Gigantor and he wants to get paid?
No, yeah. I think Dave Mustaine hung around his house, like on his property, for like 2 weeks and just annoyed him.
Loitered.
Yeah. Come on, be on my tour. Please. We'll play a Metallica song.
Is that how he recruits every band? Or just
that's what I do.
Who else is on that tour?
Kirk Hammett.
Black Label Society, Zach Wilde's band. Is on there.
Probably didn't have to ask him.
Hell yeah. You got to yell that name. You can't just say the band name. You got to go, hell yeah.
Oh, that's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Vinnie Paul from Pantera's new band. With the singer of Mudvayne and the guitarist of Nothing Face.
Oh. Lars Ulrich's nanny will be appearing. Very compliant.
That's your band.
Very compliant. I like it. And there's some other band, but who cares?
They're not advertising on Metal Injection?
Death. I forget that. Yeah, they're too small to advertise. They don't have the budget.
Gigantor doesn't have the budget to advertise on Metal Injection?
No, the band. The
no, but I'm
band
talking about meeting. Just Gigantor and Jack.
Oh, well, Gigantor would take out the ad. The regional promotion company would take out the
which
ad.
One would that be? What companies?
Well, it would be like Live Nation or whatever, but like the local Live Nation.
And, but they have that yet?
What do you mean?
Have they contacted you?
Some of them.
Oh, so there's going to be Gigantor ads on the site.
In certain markets, yes.
I'm just clarifying the conflict of interest in this conversation.
Why is there a conflict of interest?
I don't know. Just try to make you uncomfortable.
Said even bad publicity is good publicity.
I suppose. Say more awful things about that tour.
Oh, and Device is on this. David D. Rainman's band. So basically, it's like the projects. Oh, we talked about this on the show before. Like the projects. From guys in more notable bands.
That are also shitty. It's the shittier side project.
The second string tour.
Yeah. Well, talk shows are going to be on it.
They're touring the projects. That's where they're going.
Oh, okay.
That would be awesome. I still wouldn't go, but I would read the review.
That's good.
Afterwards.
Also, Lamb of God's drummer. That I'm transitioning here.
Oh,
not sexually.
I thought Lamb of God's drummer was on the tour.
Oh, right? No.
It was his project.
In other news, that's a better transition. All right. In other news, Lamb of God's drummer said that the recent manslaughter trial of their singer, Randy Bly, nearly bankrupted the band because not only did they have to pay the legal fees, but since he was on trial, they couldn't really tour, so they weren't having any money come in.
Sorry that kid dying inconvenienced them so much.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Assholes.
Very sad.
Well, I don't think he was saying it for sympathy. He was just...
Well, why
keeping,
say it?
He was asked
go
in
back
an interview.
To touring.
They are touring.
They asked,
they're touring a lot.
Did this bankrupt you? That's the
no,
specific
they said,
question someone asked him.
Hey, how are you doing financially right now? That's what that was the
it's
question.
Like, hey, drummer guy, can I borrow 20? No. Why not? Oh, okay. Let me.
Now wait. I understand.
You guys are mean. You guys are so mean.
Well, poor Rob, kill anyone.
Yeah. And the drummer didn't kill that boy.
How do you know? Randy Bly got exonerated. Someone killed him.
Because
maybe it was the drummer all along.
How did he get? Because it was like the kid fell to his death or something. Right?
He was pushed.
He's pushed.
Well, it was very muddy.
Why?
Because
no, it wasn't muddy.
It wasn't muddy. He would have landed softly. And
no, he didn't die at the show.
Okay.
He was like stage diving and like crowd surfing, and then he had like some head injuries, and then
I'm sorry.
Why was Randy pinpointed?
He pushed him.
Oh,
but
he
the
was
question
the
was
allegedly.
Whether, no, it's not allegedly. He pushed him. It's whether he was held criminally responsible for killing the guy.
No, but he pushed him. But you never saw in the video when he did push him. If he actually like fell and hit himself.
Agreed.
Because
maybe
there's
the security
other,
guard pushed him.
Yeah, there's other
no,
footage where security is way rough with him.
There was multiple times that that kid approached the stage, so there's no telling when he sustained that injury.
Yeah.
So that's why it
that's
was up
terrible.
In there.
But it's not in dispute that the guy pushed him off the stage, though. He did push him.
I think
I think
a couple of the band members
the,
pushed that
yeah,
kid.
Like
I'm not arguing.
He'll send the whole band to jail. I'm fine with that.
then
they get to live rent-free that way.
Then they'll get very muddy as
yeah,
well.
But also some of these comments on the post are ridiculous.
What?
It's such
why
a sad day.
Because
it's my website.
Oh, I don't ever read them.
I'm trying to avoid them because it gets me very... Yeah.
Myself.
It's
so
very
weird.
Frustrating. The big one we've talked about it here on the show before is just like, oh, that band's not metal.
Yeah.
Why are you covering that band? It's like,
ooh. Yeah, I guess a band near metal that is involved in murder might be notable enough that it would be worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Kids got so mad when we had Limp Bizkit on the show. It's like, how
yeah.
could we turn down a
yeah,
fucking
really.
Interview with Fred Durst? That's
really.
The best train wreck ever.
Yeah, like,
how
listen to the
interview. That?
We're not
yeah.
like, hey, Limp Bizkit's the best.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing when we talk about Rihanna or something.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you talking about that even?
On my shitty 2-bit podcast that I recorded Friday, I devoted, I would say, a third of it to that new Miley Cyrus video, and it's
yeah.
supposed to be about punk.
That was
so fire. I think it's going to be a punk / Miley Cyrus podcast from now on.
Well,
feel it out.
Wait a minute. Miley is punk, though, right?
I got to say that. I think so. I think Miley Cyrus is the best punk band of the last 10 years. That new video is fucking great.
What's the name of the song? I forget.
We are don't something about us.
We can't stop.
Something's
about us.
All right, here we go. Let's this video makes me feel so old. I feel because
well,
it's just like
is it like
what?
That new MySpace commercial with crazy kids running around and breaking things
where they don't even say it's MySpace
at the end. Somebody says check us out on MySpace.
Yeah,
oh, this is the third time this week I've watched it. Today. This is the third time today.
Well, Rob, can you play it?
Yeah, there's an ad, so I'm trying not to give this YouTube product placement.
We already clicked it.
No, everybody
give it a click.
No, there's a pre-roll.
There's a guy eating a money sandwich in a second.
Hold on.
Wait,
we're gonna start it over. Here we go. Here we go. And I'm in.
A lot of product placement in this, dude. They didn't get to the geriatric glasses placement.
This is featuring bangs, by the way.
Look at her.
This is, first of all, this is like a song that Rihanna turned down.
Right. I've heard this, I've seen this video about 12 times. I don't remember one, I didn't even remember the name of the song.
Yeah.
Something about us.
The guy was eating a money sandwich.
Who is that guy?
Nice product placement for whatever that is.
She's,
I guess I know what is that.
Makeup?
What's the chap?
A French fry skull.
This is like an American Apparel ad.
Yeah. Oh, this.
Is this in her?
First of all, she name drops Ecstasy, like, and there's not even lyrics. Oh, what are you doing? Where are your parents?
Getting divorced.
Her parents are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Taking Ecstasy.
I feel like she's Lady Gaga, but without any handlers that tell her things that are stupid to do.
Yeah, but you know what? She made this video, and it's fucking awesome. Like, it was a great video.
You genuinely like the video.
I genuinely like the video.
You went from ironically liking it to being like, no, you know what? It's not irony.
What
like,
was that?
Was that Cher?
My friend Joe, his favorite part of this is the giant bears. And it's a great, it's a good pick.
The pedo bear?
Here's why I don't think this is a good video. Because I think it's just things strung together that are weird.
Here's why I like it. I think it's the whitest girl in America's sudden discovery of black people.
Yeah, no, that, I mean...
and it's amazing to watch.
Right, in that way, it's entertaining, but it's entertaining not the way she intended.
I don't care how it's intended. It's like,
it is a train
wreck. What else we were talking about, too? This seems to be, I'm an East Coast guy. I grew up on the East Coast, and I live in Brooklyn. I know what the hipsters of Brooklyn are like. It's like beards and flannel and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is how I imagine the hipsters of the West Coast, just like
that's a good
twerking
point.
And like
yeah.
like
pool
American apparel onesies and like hand tattoos. Because she's got a ton. Look at her fingers.
Yeah.
She's got a ton of hand tattoos.
And
she's
is...
just trying really hard to distance herself from the Disney Channel. That's all this is.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm grown up now. I have a vagina. Look
I can
it.
Afford a grill.
Squint and see my pussy lips. Come on.
Here's the main question, though. Is this her house? And is that her pool?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No.
I think that it is.
First of all, she would never ruin her house with a music video.
There's a part coming up where she gets like head stomped pretty bad.
Like, she gets, like, somebody steps on her head. There's a hot dog and a...
There's this... This guy... Wow, is she doing, like, Justin Bieber cross-dressing here? Like, what?
We're... I say God bless her, man. Why not?
How old is Miley Cyrus?
Like 12.
Yeah. You can totally see pussy lip there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, here's where she gets... Oh, man! She really took it to the head there.
Well, wouldn't be the first time. I mean,
DP innuendo, is it?
How long before she puts out her own Madonna sex book? Which is like fucking a dog and blowing vanilla.
I don't think it would be a book. It would be like a collection of Vine videos.
Photograph.
But like, what kind of... Look at the heels.
This is just like, what are you doing? You're just
having some titties.
Thanks for playing that, guys. Because I haven't seen it in the last hour. So.
We just want to make sure you remember it this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's kind of stuck in my
head.
What's
her future going to be like?
Porn.
I mean, that's my problem.
Porn.
But porn?
No, reality.
Your next Harmony Korine movie.
No, I feel like reality programming. Or like she's going to be on The Voice. She's going to follow Christina Aguilera's career
path. I think you keep making videos like that, and like ABC's not going to want you on The Voice or whatever.
And she probably thinks she's too cool for that stuff.
But isn't it like, how is this any worse modern day than like a Dirty 10 years ago by Christina Aguilera? That, like,
there were no money sandwiches.
Yeah, true. Well, because Christina Aguilera is... Well, I guess
she's not nearly as artsy as Miley Cyrus, you're saying.
That's the other thing, too. It's really artsy. Like, it's really...
It is.
I think it's trying to be artsy.
Whoever
it's
made
not.
That video,
do you
think
that she had anything to do with the concept of the video, though?
I bet she's the
type that, like, hangs around with a bunch of, like, rich, like... Oh, I'm like a genius designer, art director. Like, cool, I trust you to make me a video where I don't look like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what she did, I think.
And then she fucked
just
that
prop.
Guy.
Yeah.
And a fucking sexy prop, if that's that.
I don't think
she's
attractive
to grow
at all.
Yeah,
the short
like
hair accentuates her gigantic teeth too much.
She looks, she's Smiley Cyrus.
Yeah.
She's got a big...
Yeah, she needs to grow the hair out.
I would, I'm just...
You'd put it in her?
I think so.
Yeah,
although she'd be on it, like,
she's 20, by the way.
Is
wow.
she really? Nah, maybe not.
92,
who's older, her or Taylor Swift?
92?
Yeah.
How is that a real date?
Yeah. Yeah. How are these? How is someone born in 92 like a human being?
How do they have conscious thought?
Yeah, that makes decisions.
Well, that one doesn't.
They should be a baby.
Taylor Swift is 23. So Taylor Swift is like a geriatric.
Yeah.
She's shopping in the geriatric shop.
Getting those glasses.
Yeah, she is yesterday's news at this point.
Still haven't seen her pussy lips. TikTok.
You haven't been looking.
I don't watch CMT enough.
Or closely enough.
Need that 3D TV.
But yeah, I find myself doing that more. Like, what are you doing with yourself? What's going on? What are the kids today? This wasn't what my youth.
I just keep seeing that. I'm like, man, I wish I was a kid today. There'd be titties out in like math class. God
well,
damn it, I missed
have
it.
You seen, like, have you, I think there were like a couple of high school kids that got like expelled or something because they were twerk, like they used school equipment
to
record themselves twerking.
Yeah, I saw that
twerking.
Video.
Hey, can somebody explain to me what twerking
yeah,
is?
Yeah, what is
the word that I've heard a million times?
It's just shaking your booty.
No, oh. You have to like put yourself on like the wall and shake your ass.
Rob, show us, and I'll take a video.
Okay, sure.
Wait, there will now be a vine of Rob twerking.
Use that mirror if possible.
Oh God,
no,
this is happening.
No, you are so not doing it right now.
For fuck's sake!
Do it out on the balcony so the whole world can.
Better be how it is done. Otherwise,
oh no, stop it! I haven't started the video yet. I'll tell you.
You're gonna regret this,
God,
Rob.
Damn it!
I'm fine. I got a great butt.
He does have a nice butt.
True. But if Rob, go ahead. Here's the music.
Oh, he's right by Jake, and Jake's face is priceless. No, when you make out with him later, it's gonna smell like Rob's butt.
My twerk is gonna get on your lips.
Ew.
Wow.
But like if Rob was twerking for real, he would be upside
down.
Wait.
What was that?
You a handstand
twerk?
Rob, I mean, like the girls, like I don't know, they either put their leg up on like the mantle, like Rob should have done.
Yeah,
that.
It's basically
wait,
like show us Noah.
No.
Back to your original point, kids got expelled for twerking.
Oh yeah, so like a bunch of kids used their high school TV production equipment,
right.
And they made videos, and like these boys are like like on their knees and like the girl's ass is right next to them and they're like pointing to it and like smiling. And that, I guess, circulated and their principal found it and then they didn't get to go to prom or something.
Good.
Smiling at a teenage girl's ass is as American as apple pie. If that's something to get suspended for, fuck this country.
Suspend Sid then.
Yeah.
By the way, Sid, I was going to say, if you were in school now, though, I mean...
I still wouldn't get laid.
But you would be seeing porn. You have access to porn so easily, though. It's not like you'd have to look
here,
at girls in the class.
33 San Diego.
But it's better when they're in the room with you.
You
with
think?
With nips out. Sure.
Advertisement.
I got to read some.
I wouldn't have ditched class nearly as much if there were half-naked girls there.
Let me read some of these
comments.
I just
had heavy-set cheerleaders.
There were half-naked girls when we
no,
were in school.
Yeah.
No. I went to a Catholic school.
No.
There, Capsburger says Rob sang a song about tasting his own cum. He's not going to regret a twerking video.
It's true.
Super Nintendo Chalmers. I don't think I'll ever be able to have an erection again.
Awesome name, by the way.
Yeah. He's a regular
expert.
God.
I just realized that this is live. I'm like, oh, they'll edit out all this crap that I've been saying.
No.
See? Well, I can't.
Oh, they were upside down twerking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if Rob was going to twerk for real, he would be upside down.
Handstand twerking.
Rob, why weren't you twerking for real?
I don't want to break my neck for a twerk demonstration.
Look at this. This is
but
like
also,
acrobatics.
Yeah.
No, I spelled them. That's a talent.
Yeah.
This is not the actual video.
I don't understand how the term came to be twerking. Like, why? Obviously, it's a play on words.
It's so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. What's the purpose?
Well, it looks like a whole cheerleading team or something. Yeah. I'm like,
33
how come,
students were
okay.
suspended or something.
33?
That's just insane.
It looks like a mental disorder when you really look at it.
It's just the latest trend. It's like planking. Planking was the dumbest thing ever.
Also, I don't think any of these 33 are like missing AP classes because of this. I think it's all right.
Yeah. So was this an assignment or did they just like steal, did they steal like AV gear and just do a video?
Well, they have to steal it.
Yeah.
They stole a camera.
I mean, don't they have iPhones? That's
you know,
pretty equality.
50 years from now, there's going to be a class in every school in America about twerking.
Yeah.
We're going to look back at this in real embarrassment.
Yeah,
they're like the Rosa Parks of twerking. Yeah.
This is letters from a Birmingham twerk right here. By the way, the word twerking may be derived from one of two sources.
If you're not on Urban Dictionary, I don't give a
no,
shit.
No, Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, okay.
A contraction of footwork or a portmanteau of twist and jerk.
Twist and jerk.
Okay, that's a twist and jerk.
But that was
like
me and Rob's radio name
jerk.
Back in the day when we were a morning show.
Hey, we're Twist and Jerk.
Hey, Twist, how you doing this morning?
Twist, I'm here with the jerk.
Whoa, we're back.
72 degrees there on the Twist and Jerk show. Noah, how's the traffic in the copter, Noah?
And Sanjay the intern is here.
We got a parody of that new Black Eyed Peas song coming up at the top of the hour.
So
the reporter covering the story is pretty hot, though. I'll say that. I'd like to see her twerk.
Her foot twerk.
You've missed the point. The report said.
You're supposed to be outraged.
Are they blurring the twerking?
Well,
oh, they were blurring
the twerking. This is not the original. I can't get the original. But in the original, you see all their faces.
Pretty sure it's safe to say that there is a thing called twerk porn, and I'm going to look that up when I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just called porn, I feel. Like, what? What is the... How is this...
But it's high school girls.
This is just porn girls actually wearing jean shorts, like tight jean shorts. It's just remove the jean shorts.
You have a denim fetish, though, so that's right up your alley.
Fair point.
What?
Cut a hole in those jean shorts.
Sid guessed and got it right. It was a total guess.
Come on, look at Rob. You can't guess that he has a denim fetish.
I was playing along.
Oh, okay.
Denim is disgusting, Sid.
I thought Sid hit a nerve there.
No. Yep. Stay away from my nerve, Sid.
Why is denim disgusting?
I'm going to say that anybody that has a denim fetish has not had sex with a woman, because if you ever have dry humped with a lady wearing jeans, that is a
but then if you're also
incredibly
wearing
unpleasant.
Jeans, then it's...
No, it's really a raw... No.
Not a lot of traction on denim.
It doesn't expand. Unless you were wearing the elastic denim. Now they have jeans that are leggings.
Jeggings.
Thank you.
I believe is the term.
In Asia, they have leggings that look like you have hairy legs.
Oh, my God. I saw that. To deter, would be
attacked. Unwanted.
Yeah.
Yes. They're called reggings.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's the show, folks.
Live and twerk. We're back with live. No, twist and jerk.
Twist and jerk.
Twist and jerk.
Twist and jerk show.
Hey.
WNBC.
Oh,
Darren.
We learned so much. So, So you mentioned you are somewhat of a Simpsons expert.
I do. In fact, the bar, you know, Barry Park right down the block?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Every month I host a – oh, my God, this is so nerdy. Yeah, I host a monthly
Simpsons trivia
night. This month coming up in July is the only month I'm not doing it, but after that I'll do it. And we get like 160 people every time.
Wow.
Last time we got 45 teams. It's seasons 1 through 10 only.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
And it's 1 through 11. It's 90s only. And people are rabid about it, and it is incredibly fun.
Now,
how
many people on a team?
It's maximum 6 per team.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
And, yeah, so we got 45 teams last time. So it's like at least 150 people.
Wow.
So we could be one team.
You guys could. I'm not helping you out.
Oh,
Rob, come
in
August.
Team Twist and Jerk.
It's 10 bucks a team. I will totally waive the fee if you guys come in August.
Oh, yes. The answer
so
is
yes. Can you give us a little sampling of the type of trivia?
Sure.
That would happen there?
A lot of times we'll ask like a name two type of question because it's very cutthroat. It's like, you know, 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we'll do like a name two so that it goes half point so that like it gets a little bit closer towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a name two.
Mm-hmm.
There are three answers to this. Name two of Bart's allergies.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I was just on a College Humor podcast talking about this, and I might have asked this one too because it's like one of my favorite questions. I love it so much.
One of them has to be homework.
No. I'll give you.
There was that one where where Lisa became really popular and he became unpopular because
of the context.
Yeah.
There's like a scene where Marge is bragging about how well she knows the kids, and she's like, "All right, Mom, what are my allergies?"
Oh no, that doesn't matter.
Oh wow.
Wow. I'm embarrassed.
I know.
This is like a mid. We get harder as we go along. So it's like, because three rounds, so
yeah.
We get a little bit harder. This is in the middle. So don't feel too bad.
Do you have a final answer?
I don't
We're
going
to have to watch right, more closely.
That's study.
He's allergic to butterscotch,
uh-huh.
Imitation butterscotch, and glow-in-the-dark monster makeup. And I don't know why I find that so funny.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow.
No.
Give me an easier one.
Okay, we also do a theme round and a character round. So it's like 10 questions on one character, 10 questions on one theme.
Okay.
So we did a theme. The theme was nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So so one of the questions, and I loved every single question. One of them was if Bart changes his name to Homer Jr., the kids can call him what?
Hojo.
Hoju.
Hoju. Oh, Hoju. Wait. Oh no, because Hojo is
right.
An actual person. Yeah, you're right.
The kids can call you Hoju.
Hoju. Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
I feel somewhat redeemed, even though
I
got that one wrong.
You got it wrong.
I'll give you.
I can still feel redeemed though.
Give him the kindergarten level.
Here's another nickname.
What's
one that
the
I
name of the show?
That I also love. I also love this one. What was it? Oh, after he discovers that Ned Flanders has a bunch of old paint cans in his garage, Homer says that he's going to call him this. This nickname. It's another nickname question.
Mm.
This old painty can Ned. And I just find that so funny because it's so dumb.
All right, listen, Rob sucks at this. I'm going to give you a question. This is a tough one, though.
Okay.
What is the name of Maggie's brother?
Ooh. Well, technically, she has two.
Ah, you ruined it. Let's see if you can get one.
Okay. You go.
Name one. There's two.
Oh, that's the other one. Noah, you should come to this trivia.
I'm going to.
Come in August.
You made it too smart. I'm trying to get him to get an easy question.
I clearly can't. I have failed as a Simpsons fan. I'm too rusty. I must go back
smoke
now.
Smoke some more weed.
Yeah. I've seen The Simpsons maybe thousands of times throughout my life. It's just all the weed.
You also smoked weed, though.
Yeah.
I really
just burnt it away.
I really thought
you'd
do
tomorrow.
Better.
I thought I would do better as well. I'm ashamed.
I always looked up to you as a Simpsons genius.
I thought you just looked up because he was
so tall. Well, I'm pretty tall,
true.
Too.
That,
yeah.
Too.
You have shamed me.
Go home.
No, but that sounds fun. I'm sure I can get...
We have like two more months to really memorize all the episodes.
I think August, it's the first Thursday of every month in August. So,
okay.
And then in August, it'll be like August 4th, 5th.
Although this is going over very well in the chat. So maybe if you want to give the venue, somebody's going
to show
up.
Barry Park, 4 Barry Street, Brooklyn, New York, and Williamsburg.
To all of our Australian fans. Please, plan a trip.
Where the water spins the other way in countries like Australia and Rand McNally.
Feel free to come on down.
Yeah. We'll ask metal specific questions in August. Like,
was Metallica on before season 11?
I'll give you one. I'll give you one where, you know how the devil tells Bart to listen to heavy metal music? He says Bart won't be back to, in hell. He's not due back till hell, to hell until what? Which ended up being totally false.
No.
So the Yankees win the pennant.
Oh.
Which ended up being false.
Hard.
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to go, guys.
I know, this is like shaming me.
You're
sorry.
Failure, Rob.
The funnest thing about it, though, is that people, we have like a ceremonial reading of the team names, and people pick like very specific names, like very like, it's like a very small joke, and like the more niche it is, the more applause it gets. And sometimes there'll be people will be like, the Pin Pals, and people will just boo them.
Yeah,
like
sure, obvious.
Yeah, like,
not obscure enough.
Somebody does every month. Somebody does like Team Discovery Channel, and I think people are so sick of it.
Yeah, that's also obvious.
So
I think our team name should be Tomato Soup Served Cold.
Somebody did that last month.
Damn it!
Gazpacho.
You do this long enough, there's no.
No, I want to I can't remember how Ralph says it, but like when they find the angel.
Yeah.
And he like digs up and he finds his own tool. What does he say? He goes principal.
You should play it off on your phone.
I have it on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Principal Skimster. Skimster.
Yes. That's going to be our team name.
Okay, so what's the deal? Do you just watch like 7 Simpsons episodes a day?
I've watched it enough where I like really know it, but I've watched it. Yeah. Not that I've just watched it. I like, since I've been doing this, I've been watching it on like a studious level, which is like very unpleasurable way to watch the show. You're like, oh, write that down. That's very interesting. Not that. Oh, that's
so
funny.
You like analyze your reference.
So I've seen it on a very like weird way of watching it.
And
yeah.
Do you watch it after the episodes after the supposed decline of the show?
No, I stopped watching around 12 or 13.
Also, all of these questions come from the beginning.
Only 1990s only.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I play my favorite
Absolutely.
Part of The Simpsons?
I better sit down for a moment.
We're going to get sued by Fox now.
Yeah.
That's your trial, Blade Ralph. It fell off the handle.
And I found it!
Rob, you should do your Ralph Wiggum impression because it was so spot on.
Me, Feral English?
No. I think it's Barney Gumble.
I know.
Saying a Ralph Wiggum line.
Oh, I should have asked that because we asked that one time. You feel English? That's impossible. That one you knew. All right.
I feel like that one everyone knows.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Well, that's
easy
the
one.
Thing. We always come up with 10 round one questions, and those are supposed to be like kind of gimmies, like a little bit easy. And those are the hardest ones to come up with because I feel like you say like, oh, everybody knows that one, but I think it's like subjective what people know about The Simpsons.
I guess.
Mm. Other people might not know.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't
we'll
beat
everybody.
Those people.
Those guys.
And what are the prizes?
Oh, man. We have the very luxurious prizes of, besides pride, obviously, you can win donuts and the possibility of more donuts to come.
Right. Is this the Homer donuts from Dough Donuts?
No, we give Peter Pan donuts out.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. We usually do champagne. I think the bar stopped doing that. But people do it for the pride.
Flaming Moe's.
Mm. Did you guys see that Universal Studios is opening? And I desperately want to go to it.
I was so excited about it, but then I watched like the video walkthrough, and it's so bastardized and like, which is like, I mean, it's not that
it's
I wasn't expecting
park.
That. Yeah, but
that's not really like, Apu.
I feel it's like it won't really live up to like what I want it to be. So it's like
that guy's not Hindi. He's just regular Indian. No.
No, but like they have the Krusty Burger, and it's not even a real Krusty Burger.
Just like get a burger.
There's not glass in the burgers. Like what's the complaint?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever had a real Krusty Burger to compare?
The Flaming Moe's. The Flaming Moe at Flaming Moe's is non-alcoholic. What's the point?
Because it's for children.
Children
fuck
can
the
go
kids.
Eat it
again.
Oh, what is it, like a walking, a living Springfield?
Yeah, like they have an actual Moe's, an actual Krusty Burger.
Oh, I thought it was like a ride or something.
Well, they have the ride, but they expanded the ride into like a whole village.
Oh,
the ride is awesome. I've been on the ride. It's super fun.
Do they have a gigantic ball pit where the kids can sink to the bottom and be stuck there?
No, it's basically, I don't know if any of you have been to Universal Studios, but it's basically the Back to the Future ride.
Well, yeah, and that's the only thing that I'm, I love The Simpsons. I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's like a big part of my life, pathetically. But Back to the Future is my favorite movie, and I'm a little pissed that it
that
preempted.
Ride was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great ride.
But I feel like it was really outdated, though, too. Like, because
yeah,
I went on
the
it.
Actors were still, they were in it. That was cool.
No, they should have left that. Yeah. I wonder what they did with it, and if they'll give it to me.
eBay.
Universal Studios.
I love my own Universal Studios.
There's a Boneyard lot in, at Universal Studios that you can find, and it has like all the old movie props and rides. And
is
stuff.
It just like ride at your own risk?
Well, no, it's just all like laying out in like a parking lot.
Right.
You can just go and like kind of look at everything and stuff. So that's pretty much what's left of all our beloved childhood rides.
Now it's probably something I don't even recognize, like a Miley Cyrus ride or something like that.
Where you could actually ride Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. It's not so much an amusement park as it is her house.
That's around the corner in the parking lot of Universal Studios.
Yeah. Just hang around a dumpster wherever she walks by. You can get on that ride.
So we talked about our favorite Simpsons episodes last week. I was curious, what are your favorites?
You know, I'm a big fan of, in rewatching them all, I'm a big fan of like any episode that's funny, but also very deep. Cause they used to do like, this is what I hate about it now, which is they put shit on for a half an hour and they're done.
Yeah.
It used to be like very thought provoking, like sentimental episodes. I really like, Bart Sells His Soul.
Oh,
that's a really deep episode, like goes on this like spiritual journey. I also like Bart's Comet because there's that scene at the end where they're like waiting to die. Singing Que Sera Sera is a really deep episode too. So yeah, I like the heartfelt ones. You know, I'm a sucker for those.
I hear
you. What about you?
Well, I mentioned
the Quip Show or something.
Treehouse of Horror 45.
I like not yet another Simpsons Quip Show was my favorite. Clip.
Right.
No.
All singing, all dancing. The other Quip Show.
I agree with you. Like, I like the deeper ones, like Marge versus Itchy and Scratchy, which you cancel that, or Lisa the Vegetarian.
That's my friend's favorite episode.
For just the absurd amount of jokes. Like, I'm not even a vegetarian, but it's hilarious.
Clearly.
Sid, shut up and pass me the ribs. I forget some of my other ones, which is a bad sign, but...
Yeah, smoke some more weed.
I like the one, and I think it's Maggie Makes Three, where at the end she's got like he's got the sign that says like do it for her. And
oh
like,
yeah,
don't forget your.
Yeah, I love all the either like the flashbacks or like the future episodes, like all of those.
I don't really like the I don't like that Hugh episode. Oh, you want to hear something great? You know the future episode where I like how I just commandeered this into a Simpsons podcast.
Go on, just okay.
Cut me off and tell me to shut up.
No, go on.
You know that episode where they go into the future and Bart, Lisa's going to marry Hugh.
Yeah.
And she makes Homer makes him wear those cufflinks that are like pig cufflinks.
Oh yeah.
My friend that I hosted with is getting married next in 2 weeks actually, and his brother for Christmas got him custom made pig cufflinks. So that should be fun. I'm one of his groomsmen.
That's great.
People in the chat are posting some of their favorites.
Who asked?
That's awesome.
Selma's Choice. Was one. Homer at the Bat. Oh, that's a great
one.
Homer Palooza. That's awesome.
You know, Homer at the Bat, if you get a chance, go read the Deadspin article about it because that's a really interesting episode because they wrote that episode at the beginning of the season and they didn't air it until the end because they had to wait until all those teams, like all the players came through L.A. to film their parts. And like really interesting shit, like Jose Canseco, he like saved the burning house. But originally, they wrote him that he was going to have an affair with Mrs. Krabappel. And at the time, like his girlfriend or wife or whatever was like, absolutely not. And then they ended up splitting up.
Okay.
And Don Mattingly also had that part where he was like, said it was better than working for Steinbrenner. And then after that, Steinbrenner like came down on him. Really like prophetic stuff happened.
Oh, wow.
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it was like the first time that The Simpsons ever won the ratings for like a Sunday night or whatever it was.
Oh, interesting because of the... Star power. The Mr. Plow episode has one of my favorite things ever, which is the Plow King commercial. But in Spanish.
Yo soy.
When the snow starts to fall and there's a man you should be calling. That's Kale 54796. Let it ring. Mr. Plow is a loser and I think he is a boozer.
Great.
How'd you get hooked up with Linda Ronstadt?
Well, we've been looking for a project to do together for a while.
I'm very sorry that I've just turned this into.
No, you should not be sorry.
Good company.
We're sorry that you're suffering through our.
It just makes me want to watch The Simpsons.
All right, let's wrap
when
up the podcast.
Back, when we come back from the music break, we're going to talk about Fish Police, so it'll be fine. Nobody remembers that show?
No.
It's like two episodes
Dear
on
John.
CBS.
How about
no, but
John?
Fish Police
talk
is a cartoon, a primetime cartoon. I was a fan of that. Yeardley Smith and Hank Azaria.
That Fox crossover synergy.
Yeah. Love that show.
Lita Ford was on an episode.
Is that right? I don't remember
right.
that at all.
As herself. She swept Herman up.
Do you guys, ever go back, in just like shows that like as a kid, there's like more of them, as watching them as an adult. Do you guys ever go back and watch The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Oh, yeah. Because
there's
great.
So much
that
stuff that I
show.
Missed in that. And one of them, that, like one line that I missed is like a 13-year-old or whatever that I like saw now as an adult. And I was like, holy shit. There's a part where, because Iggy Pop was with her, Michelle Trachtenberg's dad or whatever. And there was a part where she was like making the kid clean his stoop with a toothbrush. And he just goes, you missed the spot, stooge. And I didn't get that as a kid. But now I think that's pretty clever.
Awesome.
It's a great fucking show.
They did something at Bowery Ballroom last year.
Yeah, right.
For like a reunion kind of thing. I went to that. It was pretty great.
Oh, yeah? I didn't go.
Toby Huss hijacked the entire thing and just talked over
Which
everybody.
One was that?
He was the Artie the Strongest
man.
Oh,
yeah. Well, good for
him. He was very drunk. And everybody seemed very annoyed with him. But it was fun.
What's he been doing?
He does like commercials. Yeah. And he's been on a bunch of Reno 911 episodes.
Was he the guy, unless I'm mistaken, was he the guy on Seinfeld? Who was like
the crazy
Nobody
Eddie?
Beats the Wiz.
Yep,
that guy.
Yeah. Toby Huss.
Okay. So you guys usually talk about what?
Basically,
yeah. Whatever comes up.
Which do you prefer, Seinfeld or Simpsons?
Oh, Simpsons for sure. But I love Seinfeld. I love it. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Agreed. Sid.
Seinfeld.
No,
you prefer Seinfeld.
Simpsons.
Darren.
This is Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
But the Simpsons
but
is so
close.
Thick.
It's
There's
close.
So much in it. You know?
I can't. I'm not putting down Simpsons in any way whatsoever. I love The Simpsons, but I would just Seinfeld is
All
the
right.
number one show. I would actually put The Odd Couple up there with that too.
No, interesting.
Three's a Crowd.
No.
Not even top ten.
Manimal.
207.
227. But 207 was a good show.
So. Yeah. You guys have ever seen 207?
Amen. Amen.
I liked Amen.
Yeah, so do I. Sherman Helmsley.
He's
dead now. R.I.P.
Yeah, that's right.
Sad. All right, let's go to our music break.
In honor of Sherman Humbley.
He would have loved the songs that I picked, FYI.
He was big into Propaganda.
Yeah, he's a big Propaganda fan.
We're going to kick it off with Milhouse.
Yeah.
And that's
you guys
cool
know
band.
Them?
No.
Oh, they were, it's Artie from, he was in Indecision for a while, and Most Precious Blood, and that, like Celebrity Murders, that dude. It's like a Long Island hardcore band that was like late 90s. Fucking awesome.
All right, let's check it out.
All right.
This is a new time. A precise time. We live no longer in the dusky afternoon when evil mixed itself with good and befuddled the world. Now by God's grace, the good folk and the evil entirely separate. I hope you will find your place with us.
Yeah. Hey, Scott Ian. Instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck. Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the Metal Injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha. Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Fire!
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making dick and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. Got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is.
We're back for hour number two of the Metal Injection Live cast. Still here with Dan from jadedpunk.com.
Oh, hey.
And his friend Jake from Periphery.
And the rest of us.
Yeah. No, you
and
guys aren't
the
here.
Rest.
Can we lower your mics?
Noah, lower your own mic.
Noah, lower your mic.
Aww.
Thank you.
So obedient.
Also, a quick reminder, our number is 646-929-1357. Let's hear your Simpsons trivia.
Somebody call up.
Please. You didn't give the number out before, did you?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He only gave it once, though.
So 646-929-1357.
I think you should say, like, sing it in a jingle, so that way it'll stick
in
people.
646. Okay.
You almost said your phone number, probably.
646-929-1357.
You need to throw in a KO.
We need a Plow King commercial. Yeah. Call Mr. Plow.
Caller number 10 gets Rob's.
I don't even know what it is.
Called Monster Metal Injection. Drink. That's our name. That name again is Metal Injection.
I like it.
Let's you are home. Fully licensed and bonded by the city, aren't you, Mr. Flow?
Shut up, boy. let's go backwards through that playlist. It was Ed Gein with Guilty as Charged. Great band.
Yeah.
Cave In with Moral Eclipse. Tragedy with White Empty, with Empty Hands Extended. I can't read. All Pigs Must Die, Hungry Wolf, Easy Prey. From Hell with Terror. You're a big fan of From Hell. And we kicked it off with Millhouse of Epic Proportions.
Is it weird that my favorite Cave-In album is their non-heavy album?
The
Antenna?
Jupiter?
Antenna.
Oh, Antenna. Yeah, that is
album.
Weird.
I love the fuck out of that album.
Okay. Good album.
That's one of the
is
best.
Is that the one where it's like, the world is in your way? No, that's Jupiter.
Yeah, I think that's Jupiter.
Antenna
they
had
lost
like a radio hit. And
Anchor
even...
was their single.
Inspire
Anchor.
Is one of my favorite
what
songs.
What inspires you?
Who inspires you?
Oh.
Get it right, man.
Jeez.
That
is weird.
Like, for recording quality,
do you
I think
like
that's
the Star?
The
is Jar Jar Binks your favorite Star Wars character, too?
I don't know that I have a favorite Star Wars character.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, no. is it the guy from Cave-In?
267.
Is it Stephen Brodsky?
Yeah. Stephen Brodsky, is that you?
Hey, guys. Hey. Here's some Simpsons trivia. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Was Yanni ever a guest star on The Simpsons?
I'm sorry?
Yanni?
Was Yanni? Yeah, you know, like the cheesy New Age guy. Was he ever a guest star on The Simpsons?
I don't think so in the seasons that I saw. I stopped watching it about 12 or 13. I'm sure he was after that because they've had just about everybody. They've had Lady Gaga and Tony Blair.
Maybe. Yeah, well, according to Google, because I don't know either, he was not a guest star, but I would really want to see an episode with Yanni.
So this is just really a vehicle for you suggesting that Yanni be on The Simpsons.
You know I have nothing to do with the writing of the show, right?
Matt
Groening,
Al Jean, if you're listening, get Yanni on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you guys, I'm not saying it should be done, I'm just saying that's my grand stoned idea about Yanni and Simpsons.
What was your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, my name is Paul.
Oh, Paul. Paul, can you write me a scenario of The Simpsons in which Yanni, like you got Yanni, he's like, I want to be on the show.
Okay, I've got it. Lisa writes. Lisa Wright, she's all, like, into, like, meditation, and she just goes, like, really New Age, right? And it'll be an episode kind of riffing on that, like, when she wants to be, like, another religion. And then next thing you know, like, she'll be going to a Yanni concert, and she'll take Homer to the Yanni concert, and Homer won't have a clue what Yanni is. And, like, he'll be like, just, like, bored as hell and just make goofy comments about, like, all the, like, old ladies that are there and, like, soccer moms. From like the 90s.
Much better than the episode plot lines they've come up with in the last few years.
I think for me, what's funny about the scenario is how excited he was about it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay, so then they go to the concert. Oh my God, this is the good part.
I've been sitting on this for 8 years.
Yeah, this is the call he's been waiting for. Finally, someone.
Can I ask if you are a. Because you. Like, maybe we were coming about this all wrong and thinking there's a weird. Thing for a Simpsons fan to say, but maybe you're just a big Yanni fan.
Yeah, are you?
A big Yanni fan. I love metal and I love Yanni. I got Keys to the Imagination on vinyl.
When you asked his name, he did pause for a while before he came up with Paul. Yanni,
is Yanni?
This is Yanni. I think it's Yanni.
Good call.
Yanni, man. Is that you?
Oh, he hung up. Big surprise.
Yanni. This is not Yanni. Do I sound like Yanni? I used to have a mustache.
I don't know. Does Yanni sing?
Yeah, we don't know what Yanni sounds like.
Maybe he's been working on masking his accent.
Play your flute or whatever the hell Yanni does.
Oh, okay.
What is the audience like?
No.
Really?
Wait a minute, Jake. Are you a Yanni fan?
No, I know a little bit about
Yanni.
Everyone with a soul patch has to know at least a little bit about it. It comes with the kit.
When you shave it off.
No.
Thing about
I'll admit.
Just like, it's
his like mid-period stuff is just really goofy piano, like cheese stuff. But if you listen to his really early stuff, it's very like prog rock.
You know the different periods.
I love how you're like a metal fan about Yanni. Like, oh, I don't like his new shit. Early
Yanni.
I want to know my saddest experience with Yanni. So one night I was like pretty inebriated and I was on Amazon like, oh my God, Yanni has an autobiography. And then I ordered it with overnight shipping.
So what's like the drama in Yanni's life?
You know what the funniest thing is? Chapter 1, he details his first sexual experience. And it's like a he goes for a brothel in Greece when he's like 13.
I kicked Anya's dog.
Hold on, if I could find the passage, if I could find that book somewhere and totally read it out loud, you guys would be blown away. Hey, look, I found the book. It's called Yanni in Words.
Can you please?
Okay, blah, 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 blah.
This might Halloween. Be the most fun we've ever had in the history of the show.
I'm glad that I could, yeah, if I contributed this at all.
Well, yep, something tells me I won't be able to find this in time.
Or bad
but,
is this from the mid-period?
Oh, yeah, his mid-period, it was more like reflections of passion and stuff like that, you know. And he went, like, afterward to a little more return to form, and then he went on a few vocal albums and, like, more, like, world music, and it was kind of, and now he's slowly going back to his, like, mid-period stuff, which is okay,
like,
I guess.
Or these things, man, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you getting the book or what?
What's going on?
Oh, I got the book. Right. I can't find it. I'm trying to find the passage.
Spoken word.
If not, I can always call back if I can't find it.
Well, then we could say we had two callers today, so maybe you should do that.
Maybe I'll do that. Okay, guys, I'll find the passage and call back.
Find the passage and give us a call back. This is huge.
Yes.
We need to know about Yanni's first sexual experience on the Metal Injection podcast.
We're going to be playing all of Yanni's albums back to back until he calls, so we can segregate the periods in Yanni's career.
During the music break, we briefly talked about PMA.
Mm.
Positive mental attitude. And I personally said, well, how did that come up? You guys are talking about the dudes.
H2O and how helpful they are.
Yeah.
And
I got to say, though, like promoting positive mental attitude, that's overall a good thing.
But the band that sort of introduced all of that was Bad Brains, who I love, but like so homophobic and hateful and crazy.
Well,
that's not very positive.
Well, they're positive if they hate gays.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Yeah. But
I always hate that when you find out a band that you really love that has some offensive views to you.
Yeah.
That's just so annoying.
Well, it's just that, like, I don't know. I feel like it's better to get, because a lot of younger people like H2O and they're all into that, like, hashtag PMA, hashtag one life, one chance shit. And it's better to get them into that than, like, a lot of that scenester bullshit.
I agree.
But
even if
it means nothing. It fucking means, it's meaningless.
It's like YOLO.
It's like another saying
slogan
that you can just put on a T-shirt.
I feel like the people that take it to heart are the dumbest people, or like the dickiest people, like the biggest assholes, not people who endorse Dickies products.
Assholes. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, our second hour is brought to you by Dickies Clothing,
available at the Geriatric Eyewear Store.
Make it a coupon code?
Yeah. Go to Dickies.com, put in coupon code LIVECAST for 10% off, and you help support
the
show.
For the
cold PM asshole. For
Yeah, definitely. Screw the PM asshole.
What's that Yanni guy? I'm dying.
Yeah, I really want to know about it. Yanni.
Oh, that's like...
Oh, God. But wasn't he married to the chick?
Hold on. Do we want to have... Do we want to hear his sexual...
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Here we go. He's back on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys. Oh, by the way, I don't remember why I said my name was Jake or whatever. My name is Devin. Anyway,
Paul.
What?
Hang up on him. We won't tolerate wires.
How do we know you're really Devin? You might say something horrible.
Because I got the book.
How do we know it's his book?
Yeah. It could just be your diary.
Yeah.
It could be like...
Oh, dude.
Diary.
I cannot make this shit up. You want to hear it? I'll even put on my Yanni accent.
Yeah, go ahead,
Jake. Oh, getting mid-period Yanni. I can show you send a proof of my Yanni vinyl if you need it. Anyway,
all right,
so.
All right, not,
we believe
yeah, go ahead.
All right, not Yanni. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was also ready to explore a world much closer at hand. The idea of sex itself was not a mystery to me. My father was very liberal. He had no problem with mild, bad language. Mom was a little more uptight. Although she giggled and turned red in the face, she didn't reprimand my dad for talking in that way. In Europe, sexuality is much more accepted than in America, which frankly was a big shock to me when I came to the United States, because in my experience, Americans, at least in Holly abroad, had always seemed to be uninhibited. My first kiss was from a girl I liked in school, but that's as far as it went. I had my first full sexual experience in a local bordello right next to my school of all places. I was 13 and a half. It was perfectly legal, by the way, if you were over 18. But no one looked too closely. Why did I do it? Well, some reasons are obvious, but an unspoken one that my brother, a year older, already looked like a male model. I never thought I was ugly, but the girls never went for me the way they went for him.
Yeah, to the
still,
young.
None had gone all the way with him, so it was very important for me to get there before he did.
His dick comes out.
I want to know something. Do you think?
Wait, no. He said he had sex. He lost his virginity to a prostitute.
Do you think
I
that?
Gets into detail. I'll skip to the. There we go. He's,
hold on.
He's
hold on.
In the place now.
I think Yanni had that stinky, stanky mustache when he was 13. And
he was like the kid.
He talked about growing the mustache in the book, actually.
A mustache at the age of 5. That's him.
I don't know. But yeah. Okay. So go. What's the gross part, Paul, Devin, James?
See, there we go. There we go. The woman is very nice. She sat on the dirty, crumpled sheets, motioned me over to the bed, and helped me out of my clothes. I was so naive. I asked if I should take my socks off. Then she washed me in a little basin of water and put my penis in her mouth. Holy shit. I didn't know someone could do that.
He said,
I wrote the camera then. Not to record the ass.
Hang on, why not?
To take a picture of my face.
Paul is lying.
I'm sure it revealed exactly what I was thinking.
You
can do that? Is that legal? Do mom and dad do this?
John Tesh memoir. Nah. This is bullshit.
If you want the prostitute to put your penis in her mouth, turn to page 9.
It's actually on page 28 if you guys want to go to that part.
Fuck him. Get rid of him, please.
Oh,
I don't fuck him at all. This is not. You're soiling the memory of Yanni. Come on.
Oh,
I'm sorry I said fuck you, but I don't.
It's okay. It's okay, Jack. You got a little caught up in the.
I was thinking you said
Mark. He did lie to us about his name, so don't feel too bad.
I agree.
But thanks, not Paul, for calling.
Did you hang up on him?
He's out of there.
I wonder where he lives. Where's this hotbed of Yanni fandom among the youth?
Why was he messing?
267 was the area.
Or his son.
Why would somebody call and be like, oh, you're talking about the Simpsons?
Maybe.
Funny you mentioned, because Yanni could be a
yeah, that was completely really shoehorned. Maybe he is the illegitimate child of Yanni and that prostitute.
Oh.
Wow.
Huh?
How did he escape an abortion then, though? Don't they all just get abortions?
Like, maybe he's resilient.
Maybe the prostitute fell in love with Yanni and wanted to lure him in with
child.
A baby.
Maybe that was Yanni's mustache calling. Like Yanni was asleep and his mustache made dial the phone.
I have to be very quiet.
Like that South Park episode with Oprah's vagina.
Yeah. And the Minge.
No. Can somebody top not Paul's call?
Yeah, I think so.
Does anybody want to talk about anybody else's first sexual experience?
Well, I wanted to. No.
So I meant callers, not
callers.
Like,
oh, yeah, none of us.
Wow, you ran screaming from that.
You assume.
No!
It's nice that you assume our callers have had
doll.
A sexual experience.
No, Sid, come on.
Unlikely.
You and Chuck Blandington think so little of our callers. Yeah. It's like the same
thing. We
used to have Russ Gnarly that had 3 kids on
Taco
Bell drive thru. I heard them crying
But that might have just been 3 kids that were left at the Taco Bell.
That's fair enough.
And he picked them up and kept them. One day they will run the Taco Bell with him.
Or they'll be in the meat.
They are the heirs to his throne. It's like in There Will Be Blood. His bastards in a basket. And one day, all these tacos will be there.
How did we get on with Taco Bell?
You brought up the
I know.
Taco Bell.
Just...
Now I want fucking tacos. God damn it.
Too many segues, too quick.
Not taco. Do you follow Neil Hamburger on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. He overtweets, so I have unfollowed.
Well,
I am seeing him.
Yeah, every single time. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night and I just need something to look at to fall asleep. I go on Twitter and, like, Neil Hamburger retweeting people who are complaining about Taco Bell giving them
he just
IBS.
Searches Taco Bell sick and just retweets. It's brilliant. It's brilliant that there's so many that you could just retweet them.
But it like clogs up my Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's why I unfollowed him. I love him, but
that's not the only thing getting clogged up. Am I right, gentlemen?
I find myself.
It's okay. We're all friends
Somebody
here.
Somebody had to. Where's not Paul?
I
want to know more about him.
How can
or more about
back in
his
it sounded
his
like
love
such
Yanni.
An elegant Yanni-esque book, and then it's like, and then she took my penis in her mouth. Holy shit!
Yeah,
like,
or maybe that was him reacting.
Commentary.
He was reacting like, oh wow,
sure
Yanni getting a blowjob.
No,
holy
I
shit!
I think it was. I don't know. Well, we'll never know now. Sorry, not Paul.
Call back.
Penis.
Yep.
NP.
Not Paul is calling back. All right, come
in. It is attentive.
Yeah, back on the hot seat.
Got us on speed dial.
Paul, Devin?
Yeah, yay. For clarification about the oh shit, he literally wrote oh shit in the book.
See,
after, like,
now, see, you're
yeah.
lying. Because you initially said, holy shit.
No, maybe he said, oh shit.
That's what I thought I said, holy shit.
Now you just said, oh shit.
All right, if this is really Yanni's book, I'd like you to go to the back, and I'd like you to read the copyright detail, and that'll prove that you're not just making it up.
Okay.
Sure, fine. Okay.
Oh, well, copyright details.
This makes for great radio, by the way. Reading the copyright details.
Go Sucker, on. There is no such thing as a copyright detail.
Oh, wait, hold on. Acknowledgements.
Yeah, who did he acknowledge?
Wait, I have
It's so stupid. I'm also indebted to Anda Allenson, Richard Allenson, Yorgo, Chelsea Lee's family, Julia Mavra, Bill McDonald.
Okay.
All right.
My mustache waxer.
Some people should have been in this book, but were not. My apologies. I'm trying to tell the whole story. I simply could not tell every story.
I banged so many prostitutes. I couldn't fit them all in the book.
How amazing would it be if for like the next year, the Metal Injection live cast was just a piece-by-piece audiobook of Yanni's autobiography?
And we just every week
how long do you think this autobiography is?
Like, how much life has Yanni lived?
A lot more than any of us, motherfuckers.
Apparently, 315 pages.
Yeah, so how long would that audiobook be?
How big is that typeface, though? That's at least a 14 typeface, double space.
Hey, not Paul.
You're right. It is double space. It is like 14 print.
Could you walk us through the process in which you acquired this Yanni?
Great question.
Okay, so I was pretty high off my ass, right? And then I'm like, I love Yanni. I want to get inside Yanni's head. Let's Google Yanni autobiography. And then I found it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's only like 3 cents used on Amazon. So
the shipping was more.
So I'm like, I cannot pass up on that at all. So the shipping costs more than the book.
Right.
And then, yeah, you know, that's an author experience. Your mom going in your room, and it's like, definitely not Yanni's book. And I'm like, maybe.
How old of a gal are you, Devin?
I would love to know, but what did Amazon recommend? Like, if you like Yanni's autobiography, you might also like punching yourself in the head with a hammer.
Yeah, a revolver. Heat shooting rifle.
It would be funny if it, like, Amazon recognized that you were clearly stoned. Yeah. If you like this, you might also like these, like, bong paraphernalia.
Yeah, let's see what you recommend. Hold on. Yanni like, in words. I love that title.
Where do you live?
Philly.
Oh, okay.
Philly. Typical.
Yeah, that is typical Philly behavior.
Philly loves Yanni.
How many baseball teams are in Philly?
You've got me. I barely watch any. I think they're the Phillies, right? Okay,
yes,
if you bought this, there's people who bought buying Yanni albums. It's nothing ridiculous.
How many Yanni books do you own?
How many Yannis? Quite a few.
How many?
I just hung up on them. I'm done.
We try to get people to say one, and then we hang up on
them. Like one love.
I'll play the James Hetfield clip saying goodbye.
Sometimes they're not cooperative, and we do it anyway.
I don't think you're being tricky enough.
Sorry.
You need to.
You're right. I just want to hang up on it.
I think you just overestimate the listener's attention to what we're saying.
I wasn't done with that conversation, so not Paul. If you'd like to email me, dan@jadedpunk.com. Take this offline.
It's still very much online via email.
Well, we won't
pick up air.
That would be a good story for Vice, like the Yanni fan. Talking to the Yanni fan.
The lone middle Yanni.
There's a 23-year-old dude in Philly who's really into Yanni.
Yeah, the one guy under 50 that's a Yanni fan.
I like how we're assuming that men listen to Yanni. Or humans listen to Yanni.
Yeah, anybody listens to Yanni. I feel like someone else that I can't think who, but like, dude, have you seen Yanni live? It's like insane. No. He has like 30 people. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to see.
Is it Nick? That sounds like something Nick would say.
I'm trying to think of something that somebody could try to sell me on seeing Yanni that would actually make me go, and I cannot think of one. Like, if they're like, oh, they were given fucking.
There's live lesbian fucking on stage.
Yeah. No.
Yanni. What about a really good light show? Let's get a really good show.
He's more than that.
Free ribs.
Uh-oh.
You're sold.
Wait a minute. I might be going to
the all the ribs you can eat.
I would go for all you can eat ribs.
Yeah, totally.
Lamb kebabs.
It would absolutely be like that Simpsons scenario where they're kicking me out. They're like, "We need to go home," and then I sue them.
Bottomless Pete.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I would go for bottomless ribs.
Yeah.
All right, Yanni. So you heard what it takes to get the young people
yeah.
in America.
This is how you get the young demo.
Free ribs.
Just do a deal with
Yanni.
Like,
does listen to this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, clearly his agent does.
That's
well, this is going to be the only Google alert Yanni has gotten in a long time. So
maybe he'll call in like Andrew W.K.
Yeah, that's how we got Andrew W.K.
Oh, did he really call in?
Yeah,
he's been a guest a couple times now.
Yeah, we talked shit on him, and then
you talked shit on him.
Have you guys heard the conspiracy theory around him?
Oh yeah, but
there's multiple.
Yeah, but that's just who
him and Gallagher. He's the Gallagher of rock and roll. So
I was walking the other day past the McCarran Park like concrete tennis courts over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking past like maybe 3 weeks ago, and like this like 6'3" guy, long hair and all white, and I was like, that's got to be Andrew W.K. And I like turned the corner, and there was a sign that said like filming Andrew W.K. video in here, and I guess he was. I didn't talk to him though.
He was shockingly disarming when we had him on. We were expecting he'd be like a total tool.
No, he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's really nice.
But me and Rob had gone to see, what was that, the rival school show we went to?
Yeah.
At Santos.
Oh yeah.
And he was like there filming stuff and being sort of annoying and like filming stuff in the middle of the crowd during the opening act, like distracting the crowd for, and we just talked about how lame and rude that was, and then he left before the headliner.
Oh yeah.
And I guess he saw that we had
Andrew, are you listening? I interviewed you one time and you pulled the wool over my eyes about this whole fucking conspiracy theory. Call in, I want to talk about it. Because me and my friend Joe and Keith and Justin, we just recorded a podcast episode for my shitty 2-bit podcast the other night, and we were talking about it, and my friend Joe really thinks it's like a, he's going to hate that I'm misrepresenting him, but like a front for Satanism, like his whole thing.
Yeah,
not Satanism,
like,
but like Thelema, and like, you got to ask Joe about it. But
it seems like your friend Joe has given it way more thought than anybody would.
My friend Joe, I love him so much. He's I feel like there's like a million things at once that I'm like very tenuously like checking out. He devotes his like entire week to one thing. Like one week he got really into like Stephen King books and like was just like immersed in them. And then I showed him this Andrew W.K. thing, and that's all he did for a week. He watched YouTube videos of like this Andrew W.K. conspiracy theory and like, what does it mean? Is it a front for Satanism? Joe, if you're calling, please, please, please call in. He's probably not.
You could text him.
Text him to call in.
Oh man,
yeah.
I will.
I need to know this.
Hold on.
Maybe we can get him and the Yanni guy on the phone.
Oh my god,
Rob, what's the phone number here in case you
646 929-1357 is the number.
He's my favorite. Okay, what is it?
646-929-1357.
1357.
Get to the bottom of this.
And now, Rob, you text Andrew W.K.
Okay, and to confront him. I wanted to play audio of this. There's this like animated video cooking with Phil Anselmo. I think it's very humorous.
Did you make it?
No.
Then you put the two pieces of bread together, and that's how you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sick and tired of the same old cooking shows?
Cansado del mismo programa de cocina antiguo? Llegará este verano.
No longer will a boring cooking show lead you 13 steps to nowhere. We're bringing cooking to a new level. With cooking, we're Phil Anselmo. What if I was in your spot? What's up, a building king? Matter of fact, so long. What's next? Delicious recipes to some of Pantera's greatest hits. Dominate your kitchen. Black bean soup and the rice you will add in the air. Preparations to do, so call you a fan. Time to cook the rolls. Critics agree, Phil has his love for cooking and teaches you the art of shredding. Lettuce. Bone, found the chicken, but wear a glove. Then grease your bone.
in.
Phil Anselmo?
Yeah, we have Phil Anselmo on the line. You said it's a 732 number,
yeah,
right? All right, here we go.
Joe.
Oh, hey.
I'm driving.
You're driving, so you might be getting a ticket for
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
We were just talking about your Andrew WK dilemma conspiracy.
Oh, dude, yo. First of all, you got a dilemma. I'm into Satanism, so you know it really caught my attention, and yeah, that's pretty much what he sings about every time he sings a song.
How so?
I can't really explain it because I'm also drunk. I'm drunk and I'm driving.
Okay. Joe, I was saying that you are the type of person that gets into, like really gets into something for, like, 2 weeks. And then
I thought you were about to say car accidents.
No, no. I hope not, Joe. I'm worried about
it. Maybe you should pull over for this conversation.
No, I'm okay. I'm kidding.
Now, wait, I mean, Andrew WK just sings about partying. Like, how is that Satanism?
No, it's not just about partying. He's all about living your life to the fullest for yourself. And
uh-huh.
If you get down with dilemma, you'll understand where his philosophies tie into polemic philosophy.
Can you give us a basic breakdown, like a two-sentence breakdown of dilemma?
Dilemma is basically about living your life to the fullest and not going by anybody else's rules, I guess. I'm probably not explaining it correctly. What I would like you all to do is Google dilemma. On our podcast, I spelled it wrong, so I'm not even going to bother trying to spell it for you guys. Google that shit, and you'll understand.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, it's a religion.
Well, what? Yeah.
Developed
by the earliest 20th century British writer and ceremonial magician Aleister Crowley.
That's the guy.
But what I love is that Joe didn't give a shit about Andrew WK. Like, I don't even think he heard any of his songs, and I told him about this, and then that was it for him. Now he loves Andrew WK.
Yeah, the only song I heard was the one about partying.
Oh, yeah, sure, the one.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Tracks 1 through 2.
It's time to party or something. I don't know. Matt Sibbett was really into Andrew WK. I remember seeing Andrew WK on, like, SNL and being like, hey, that seems nice. I don't know. Like, I was like...
Well, we're trying to provoke him because apparently they were talking about him once and Andrew WK called in.
Well, the trick is to just put him in the show description because he has a Google alert for his name.
Oh,
so he'll see
that.
It. And then he'll listen to the show and then hear what you say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he'll come knocking on my door.
Yeah.
You don't need that in your life, right? You're probably going to be drinking.
Yeah, man. I can't. I got enough partying to do on my own. I can't be partying with Andrew WK.
We were just talking about Yanni, Joe.
Who are you talking about?
Yanni.
Yanni?
Yeah.
Like Yanni, the
mustache.
The artist Yanni?
Yeah.
Why?
Some guy.
Good question.
Some guy called in. With Yanni's, like, I'm like afraid to even tell you about this because I know this is the thing for next week that you're going to get really into. But somebody called in and was like reading from Yanni's autobiography of Yanni's first sexual experience.
What?
It was like all like, you know,
was he listening to Propaganda? Did I ever tell you that I popped my cherry listening to How to Clean Everything by Propaganda?
Really? Because we were going to start exchanging first sexual experiences, and it was met with a resounding no.
Yes.
But you...
All right, well, I'll do mine since I'm not even there. I was listening to Propaganda, How to Clean Everything, and we listened to the CD like 6 times, because I was a young buck, so I went on and on and on. It was crazy.
Wait, you lasted 6 times...
Hold on, the album is 33 minutes long, so this is a 3-hour sexual experience?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't, like, going. You know, I came a few times.
The first 2.5 hours are figuring out how to put on the condom.
It's so inappropriate for a podcast.
No, this is
very appropriate.
I don't even. Hi, everyone. I know your friend Erin. She's my friend too.
Yeah. Erin Riley.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Justin. Joe knows Erin. We know Erin.
Oh, how does everyone know Erin?
Erin's my bestie for life. No bad talking, Erin.
Bestie for life.
She's a lot of.
She's everyone.
I have to go.
All right, bud.
Oh, cops are.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Joe. That was
the only reason I think we shot down the virginity conversation is because I think it's already we've all told our story.
If you
want to tell yours, it's just a
pretty standard floor of my parents' basement.
Yeah. Okay,
it's 15 or 16.
Where did you grow up?
Staten Island.
Okay,
yeah. So pretty standard Staten Island way of doing it, I think.
Yeah.
So got nothing real interesting.
What album was playing?
It was Propaganda's How to Clean It. It was with Joe. I've known Joe since I was like 14.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Mine was Yanni.
Put his penis in my mouth. Holy shit.
Once again, if you like Yanni or sex, call
or
us up.
Not both.
I'm loving these callers.
646-929-1357.
Even if you just pretend to be Andrew WK, we'll take your call.
Yeah, pretend to be Andrew WK. Sure. We're polite
like
that way.
Like that other guy pretended not to be Yanni.
Yeah.
I don't get this joke here. Rob's story about losing his virginity involves a girl leaving her glasses over at his apartment.
Oh, that's because
but
of
that wasn't the loss of your virginity.
No,
that
that's
an earring.
That was a okay. No, she left her glasses and an earring.
Oh, now I remember.
Wait,
there was an OK Cupid hookup, and this girl left her glasses, which she needs to drive.
Sure.
And she never claimed them.
She just didn't
know. Like wanted out of there so bad.
She's just like, all right, we're done here.
Maybe she never claimed them because
she went
car
to
accident.
The geriatrics.
Right. Oh, no.
They
are
getting their money's worth.
It's just down the block.
Probably for the best.
Couldn't get out fast.
She was also Fred Flintstone.
That was the girl I met on
Money.
The
I believe that.
I just fucked Rob.
Oh, we have another call.
Oh. Oh,
Fred,
please
is
be
you?
Somebody pretending to be
251. It's a new area code. Hello.
Hey, this is Jared from Alabama.
Hey, Jared from Alabama.
What's up? I just heard you talking about Yanni and sex, and I think I called in.
Naturally, that's.
I heard you talking about Yanni and sex, and I just had to call in.
I hear you.
What's your Yanni?
Are you a fan of Yanni and or sex?
I'm a fan of both.
Oh my God.
Yanni's got a big fan.
Hey,
hold on.
Cooking with Dylan Selmo.
Okay, cool. But you define yourself as a metalhead, right? And you like Yanni. A Yanni metalhead?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm a metalhead. I don't give a shit about Yanni, but it kind of I was half erect, so I was like, fuck it, I'll call in.
You're half erect?
Yeah, half erect.
Call back when you're full erect.
Okay. Yeah. We don't take any half.
No.
We want full chunk.
Half
we
erect.
Your best.
Yeah, I thought half a wreck.
Right
yeah.
I'm full chode right now. I'm full mass.
Full chode. Right.
How can I get you from 6 to midnight, sir?
Have you had your first sexual experience yet? And would you like to share that?
It was a little awkward, but, you know, it happened. Unfortunately, there was no Yanni in the background, so.
What was in the background? Pantera?
Like a fucking rerun of The Office or some bullshit.
Mm. Oh, I see. So this was last week?
Wait, the British Office or the American Office? Big difference.
No, it was the American Office. So like
which episode?
Night, so. No, I don't know. It was like Michael Scott does something stupid.
I like that one.
Yeah, favorite episode. But,
cool.
Yeah. All right.
You plan on doing it again?
Yeah, sometime soon, hopefully, yeah.
Me too, bro.
You want to get off the air?
Yeah, Dan at jadedpunk.com. Send me an email. I got so much after work to do, guys.
I'll be sure to send you an email.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. All
right. Hey, can I get one?
Sure, there you go. You just did it.
Play this.
Goodbye. There we go.
He sounded like a young Danny McBride.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, him. 646-929-1357. That's the phone number.
Are we still giving away Mayhem Fest tickets?
Oh, for like a mashup or a song parody. Yeah.
Any more of those coming down the pipe?
I guess we should wrap that up since Mayhem Fest is starting next week.
So next week we should, whatever ones have come in, we should play them all.
Whatever what?
Oh, shit.
Hang up on Darren, quick!
Oh, no. No, but we should play all of them in succession and have some.
Didn't one person submit?
Wait,
two?
Noah, what'd you say just now?
Oh, my God!
Oh, no! Damn it!
We're going a little crazy about it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
There's going to be no one left.
Okay.
Listen, nobody else say one.
Oh, fuck! Oh, no. All right.
You know who my favorite superhero is?
Who?
Wonder Woman.
No!
I'm kidding. Why would I pick such a stupid superhero?
You just offended, like, a lot of people. Wonder Woman is a saint.
Mm.
She is a national treasure.
When we try to do that on our college show, I said, what's the... I try to get the guy to say one. I said, what's the Spanish name for John? And he goes, Baño.
Wow.
I had to say he got us.
That's pretty fucking good.
So I guess we can talk
guys
about.
They're just as fun in person, by the way. Oh. Just FYI, just as an outsider's perspective.
So we're not fun at all, is
nah,
that?
Like online, I can't see why anybody listens.
Oh, okay. No, I hear you. I hear you. Let's talk about Paula Deen.
Oh, Paula Deen.
First of all, I've never really. I mean, I guess I don't have cable, so I'm not. But like Paula Deen's huge,
literally,
but also with her career.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
She got.
So I think her base audience probably likes her even more now.
I feel like she'll do a YouTube show.
We should say what happened just in case someone doesn't.
So she has a cooking show, and then she said nigger or something. Like how did that happen?
No, she admitted to having said it in the past and like having parties where she. Like had slaves.
Because someone's a former employee is suing her for like harassment and stuff.
Right.
And
so
in the deposition,
she was deposed and said.
And
admitted
the
to this
deposition
stuff.
Leaked.
Oh yeah, in the deposition she said, oh, she's catered a wedding where like there were slaves. Or
no,
whatever.
She was at a wedding.
Oh, she was at
it was
a
like her
wait,
brother's wedding.
There are
slaves? Not slaves, but it was like
no,
was
like
a,
it was like
a
plantation.
Like a plantation
role play.
Theme.
Role play.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. You know, for fun.
Wait, it wasn't a plantation theme, was it? No.
I think it was a
play?
Civil War theme.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Like
so
a
they
true
hired.
Southern...
They went
yeah.
I think, but they were white people pretending to be slaves, right?
It wasn't like they were in chains. They were just like dressed as servants.
I'm sure anybody who's listening to this knows more than we do.
Yeah. Which is why you should give us a call. Yeah. But then I love her apologies.
Mm-hmm. Apologies?
Well, she posted one that was edited, and then people gave her so much shit that she posted a second one.
Let's hear it.
Here's the first one. Oh, what's with these YouTube ads? God damn it, we're trying to
on
the
Paula
Deen apologies.
Oh, I haven't seen
who's making
YouTube
money off of that
in 5 years.
Yeah.
Paula Deen.
LegalZoom.com.
Paula Deen.
Let's see.
Hold on, here we go.
All this. Okay.
How do you have YouTube ads? You don't have ad block? Oh, you don't use.
I want to apologize to everybody for the wrong that I've done.
Especially to Coons.
I want to learn and grow from this. Inappropriate, hurtful language is totally. Totally unacceptable.
She has so much makeup
on. I've made
on.
Plenty of mistakes
she's
along
really
the way.
She's really 108 years old. I don't know if you knew that.
But I beg you.
I beg
children,
you. My children.
My team. My fans.
Anyone
my
who's
partner,
not on an actual sports team who says something about their team should kill themselves.
Please forgive me for the mistakes that I've made.
No, just go die.
That's the most insincere apology ever.
Yeah.
Because her team probably wrote it for her.
Yeah, so now she has a second one that looks like more
canned.
I hope she just keeps doing them forever and ever.
I'm still sorry.
I'm sorry that my apology video for my apology video did not seem sincere, so there's this apology video. Just for weeks.
America, have you forgiven me yet?
Did you see
I apologize.
The hashtag of Paula's best dishes, and they made fun of, they all inserted racial things into it.
Oh, no, no.
Let me read a few of these. Pineapple uppity Negro side down cake.
Oh, no. That is terrible.
What else? Macaroni and cheese. Ku Klux clams.
Sure.
Fried chicken.
Which was on The Simpsons.
Some of my best friends are black eyed peas. We shall over crumb cake.
Oh, man.
You hear white folk talking, you better hush puppies. Tar baby back ribs.
Oh.
Rocky Underground Railroad ice cream. Oh, James Earl Raymond noodles. That's terrible.
Wow.
That's the guy that killed Martin Luther King.
We're familiar with the works of.
One hit wonder, that guy.
Lynchables.
Wow.
We could end on that one. Yeah, that's
a good one anyway.
You want to give props to whoever came up with that one?
I'm sorry, I closed it already.
Oh, Lynchables.
Well, if you wrote at Lynchables, you get a star from us.
Oh, I got it. Mean Gene wrote it.
Sure.
MeanNeJean.
That was mean. Gene.
Very mean Gene.
I was invited this morning to speak with Matt Lauer about a subject that has been very hurtful for a lot of people. And Matt, I have to say, I was physically not able this morning. The pain has been tremendous that I have caused to myself and to others.
To herself.
And so I'm taking this opportunity.
She's really been stressed out.
Pull myself together. And am
Steve
Howard
is very mad at me.
Offer an apology to those
this
that
whole thing
I have hurt.
Affects me 0%.
Yeah.
Like I barely would know how to support anything that she does. She like make. What is she? She has a restaurant. Which
she
is,
has cookbooks.
She's
right,
a, she's like
bought.
A enterprise. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So this affects me in not the slightest
yeah.
way.
Yeah. She's totally. Yeah. Like we are not her demographic.
Right.
I feel like this is a big thing with the internet now, and like how just outrage is very big. Like this happened last week with that kid who sang the national anthem at the
right.
Spurs game, and he was like Mexican American, and then like there's that public shaming Tumblr. They found the
that guy actually does do a good job on like a Matt Bender.
Yeah, but I feel like he found like maybe like the only 30 racist comments.
Sure.
On Twitter about that guy. And it's like there's going to be a racist comment anytime.
Well, Twitter is really funny because, like, remember before the days of Twitter, there was, like, what you call, water cooler conversation.
Yeah.
And where, like, the next day everybody's talking about the Super Bowl or the election, whatever was going on. But you didn't know, like, a lot of, like, the public, the general consensus of things. And now we do, like, to the minute. And it's like, terrible. Like, watching society crumble in real time.
But that's the thing. I feel like then this whole outrage came about, like, how, like, oh, immigrants are America. How dare these people try to. And it's like all this outrage stemmed from just this very small vocal minority being racist.
Right.
So it kind of, there was this blowback to, like, an outrage that wasn't even really there.
The outrage was disproportional to the actual event.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's such a common thing now on the internet, like with
well,
this Paula
Deen
thing.
Also, though, we were just talking about it the other day, is like there's so much, like, also every time something happens like that, even that Miley Cyrus video, which is dumb and we enjoy it, but then there's inevitably like a piece on Jezebel or Slate about like why this is culturally wrong and it's not okay to laugh at it. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I just want to laugh at it because it's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, stop, like, ruining, like, with your thought piece about, you know, like, with the cultural insensitivity.
Well, there's a deadline for a thought piece every week, so we need to write about something.
I'm very lucky in that Vice magazine just lets me badmouth punk for every week, and I don't have to worry about this shit.
Do you have, like, a standards and practices you have to go through? You're like, this
on
is what I'm writing.
Vice?
Yeah.
Vice is like,
you didn't do enough cocaine when you wrote this.
Is that how you get paid in Coke baggies?
No, man, they're good. They're just like, whatever you want to write about punk, go ahead. I'm like, cool.
So do you do record reviews or just like a comic?
No, I just like, last week I talked about how reunions can suck a dog off, and I talked about how pop punk doesn't age gracefully, and I like just shit like that. Like,
nice.
But yeah, like, but.
Is there a way I could get this content for free online?
Yeah, no, it's online.
Okay.
It's noisy.
Okay.
This is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet it's a pretty cool blog if you're writing for it.
Right?
Of course you would say. And you would be like, oh, it's a shitty blog.
But I'm never
going
to write the piece that's like, it's not okay to laugh at Miley Cyrus. Because you know what? It is okay to laugh at it.
Yeah, aren't you in essence doing think pieces about pop punk? Why are you like, fuck you if it doesn't age gracefully?
I like to think of myself as the buzzkill of yeah, punk rock, I guess.
You're here to ruin the party?
Nah.
Yeah, much someone. Like Sid.
Yeah. Sid?
It's a punk. Oh, well, shut up, Blog Talk Lady.